Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, October 22nd, and I'm reading from the New International Version. It is Thankful Tuesday, so as we read God's Word, let's meditate on things about His character that we are thankful for, and also let's look around. What around us brings us to our knees in thanksgiving and in repentance. We are going through the prayers of the Bible, and today we are in Daniel chapter 9. The context of this passage is that Daniel is reading the book of Jeremiah, and he recognizes that God says that the Israelites will be exiled for 70 years. And he says, oh, the 70 years is about up. So he starts to pray on behalf of the Israelites that they might be restored and that even in their sin, that God might have mercy and bring them back to Jerusalem. We can learn a lot from this prayer as we think about interceding for ourselves, for the mercy of the Lord, and also for others. At the end of Daniel chapter 9, the angel Gabriel visits Daniel, and we won't read that part together today, starting in verse 20, but this is a prophecy that relates to the Israelites returning to Jerusalem and also to the Messiah or the Anointed One. Daniel chapter 9, starting in verse 1. In the first year of Darius, son of Xerxes, a Mede by descent, who was made ruler over the Babylonian kingdom, in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood from the scriptures, according to the word of the Lord given to prophet Jeremiah, that the desolation of Jerusalem would last 70 years. So I turned to the Lord God and pleaded with him in prayer and petition, in fasting and in sackcloth and ashes. I prayed to the Lord my God and confessed, Lord, the great and awesome God who keeps his covenant of love with those who love him and keep his commandments. We have sinned and done wrong. We have been wicked and have rebelled. We have turned away from your commands and laws. We have not listened to your servants, the prophets, who spoke in your name to our kings, our princes and our ancestors, and to all the people of the land. Lord, you are righteous, but this day we are covered with shame. The people of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem and all Israel, both near and far, and all the countries where you have scattered us because of our unfaithfulness to you. We and our kings, our princes and our ancestors are covered with shame, Lord, because we have sinned against you. The Lord our God is merciful and forgiving, even though we have rebelled against him. We have not obeyed the Lord our God or kept his laws he gave us through his servants, the prophets. All Israel has transgressed your law and turned away, refusing to obey you. Therefore, the curses and sworn judgments written in the law of Moses, the servant of God, have been poured out on us because we have sinned against you. You have fulfilled the words spoken against us and against our rulers by bringing on us great disaster. Under the whole heaven, nothing has ever been done like what has been done to Jerusalem. Just as it is written in the law of Moses, all this disaster has come on us. Yet we have not sought the favor of the Lord our God by turning from our sins and giving attention to your truth. The Lord did not hesitate to bring the disaster on us, for the Lord our God is righteous in everything he does. Yet we have not obeyed him. Now, Lord our God, who brought your people out of Egypt with a mighty hand and who made for yourself a name that endures to this day, we have sinned. We have done wrong. Lord, in keeping with all your righteous acts, turn away your anger and wrath from Jerusalem, your city, your holy hill. Our sins and the iniquities of our ancestors have made Jerusalem and your people an object of scorn to all those around us. Now, our God, hear the prayers and petitions of your servant. For your sake, Lord, look with favor on your desolate sanctuary. Give ear, our God, and hear. Open your eyes and see the desolation of the city that bears your name. We do not make request of you because we are righteous, but because of your great mercy. Lord, listen. Lord, forgive. Lord, hear and act. For your sake, my God, do not delay, because your city and your people bear your name. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. Here we have some language that Daniel gives us as we pray, pouring out our hearts to the Lord for forgiveness, or for forgiveness for our family, or for situations where we need God to intervene. Daniel asks God to use his senses, to give ear, to listen, to see the desolation. And then he makes his request, not because he is righteous, but because of God's great mercy. Say that word with me, mercy. God, we thank you for your mercy. We thank you that you act on our behalf. And so in that regard, today we intercede on behalf of the church, on behalf of our family, on behalf of our nation, on behalf of our world. And Lord, we want to thank you for showing your love for us most clearly in Jesus Christ, our Lord. We want to thank you for a person in our lives today who has brought us joy, reminded us of the fellowship that we have with the Holy Spirit, been an encouragement to us. I want to thank you, Lord, for a place, a wonderful, beautiful place that you have designed, you have created. I want to thank you for some material blessing that you've provided. And as we thank you for that blessing, we pray on behalf of those around the world who stand in need today. Break our hearts and help us to be conduits of your blessing. And then finally, Lord, we thank you for your character, that though we are not righteous, you are, and you have made a way for us through Jesus Christ, our Lord, in whose name we pray. Amen.